I never knew a love like this before. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're now joined in the studio by our crack reporter. Have you ever seen her doing crack? Is that why we call it crack reporter?
Not I, sir.
Mike Hall is coming.
I love it.
Man, that's just
we got to have a sound file for her, so I had to pick one.
You know, you're looking for a knife right in the back. Mike Hall, at this point in our show, comes in with some tidbits of stuff going on in the technology world, and you have some more to offer in the way of information on our rebates as well, huh? Our rebate subject matter.
Yeah, well, with the rebates, I just want to let everyone know out there that usually third-party billing companies are the ones that are in control of what's happening to your rebates. So that's a good reason that you want to stay on top of it, because they really don't care.
No.
They're not the company.
Their job is not to care.
Exactly. So
as difficult as possible for you to get your money.
Because they don't want to do it.
Did it say anywhere in all this documentation what the average turnaround on a rebate is?
No, it did not.
My understanding is anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 months. And people, we've had people for years emailing us saying, it's been over a year, I still haven't seen my rebate. So,
well, remember with the Christmas rebates, I mean, let's say you were buying something in February to September, you have a better chance of getting your rebate back sooner because you don't have all of the people doing it at once. Where with Christmas, you're going to be waiting a while for that $100.
Did she say February?
February.
February. Right.
And I've got theme music for her if you want.
Okay.
Let's see.
It's jungle music.
Oh, God, not with the jungle music.
No, it truly is jungle music.
I know.
That's not music.
It's jungle sounds.
Sounds.
Okay, we'll find something
not
else.
Not music.
Whatever.
Just keep looking.
All right, so give me some, what's going on in the technology world here?
Okay, well, CNN, according to CNN, members of Congress and watchdog groups are again sounding the alarm over the sexual and violent nature of some of the video games out there.
You mean like Vice City?
Well, yeah, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, BMX, XXX, and the big problem right now is that
people can't read that it says mature on it, M for mature.
Well, they're falling in the hands of children left and right. I mean, it's really becoming a problem, so they're trying to make it so that there's ratings that are more detailed.
More detailed than M for mature.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, let the government come in and be the parent, please.
Well, you know,
it just irks me.
It should, but this is the thing. They're showing things that are, for instance, a male figure blasts away at various female figures with guns.
Yeah, but it says on the cover, M, mature, not to be used by any, come on.
Maybe they're going to have to put on labels that say, naked people running around picking up prostitutes.
No, that has nothing to do with it. It's still a parenting issue.
Apparently, they're not doing their job.
Well, there you have it. I think we ought to have something that if you're not 17 years or older, that the box shocks you. How's that? The government
that would
doing
be good.
Something good.
A little taser love.
Yeah, you must be this tall to play this game, and if you're not, man, boom, they got you.
It's just like a roller coaster.
Okay, whatever.
Okay, and, well, Bush plans to monitor the net.
I mean, plans to. The FBI's been doing it for years.
Didn't he invent it?
Right.
Oh, no, that's another guy.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bush administration at first wanted to formalize data sharing through a creation of cyberspace network operations, and this was supposed to be private in the private sector, owned by privates. But now, according to the New York Times, the Bush administration has changed its mind and is now pushing for direct government involvement of this operation.
Wow, that is exciting.
And what is this operation?
It's very scary. It's basically they will be monitoring what we do on the internet, what's coming in and out. It was originally proposed in order to help them attack viruses quickly. But now it's becoming where he wants to monitor what me and you are doing,
sure,
what we're looking at, and I'm sorry, that's none of his business.
Well, we can
you know, you've heard of the little red button that the president has?
Yeah.
They have a blue button for the attack on virus button.
Yeah.
Attack!
No.
Send in all of our forces.
No,
I don't really know
if
he'll
remember. There'll be a yellow one for let's see what Mikel's doing today.
Right.
I don't think he'll remember which button does what.
Yeah, he doesn't care about your
internet. He'll need someone
access
to help him figure out what the buttons do, I think.
Also, our newsletter we had last night, this new kind of pop-up called Kickthrough. So if you get our newsletter, read about that, because we're going to start getting the mail about how come it's automatically taking me to these other places. And obviously, we'll keep you posted on that and give you ways to fight that. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Let's see if we can't help a few more people, you think?
I don't know.
So?
Maybe.
Oh, you know what? The partitioning thing that we brought up last week, we talked to people about partitioning. We had some questions about, I ran out of space because I partitioned, and we basically adamantly stated that if you're not technical in nature, you shouldn't be messing with partitions, and we're continuing to get the technically astute or semi-wannabe technically partitioning people to say, you know, well, I heard you're supposed to do it this way, and you guys are wrong. And
my favorite was from Carlene. Can I read this really quick?
Really
just
quick.
Just the beginning of it.
No, because it says don't read it on the air.
Yeah, okay. Carlene wrote in, last week you spoke out strongly against partitioning. What are the cases that partitioning would be good for? It would seem to me that on an 80-gig hard drive, for example, it would be less stressful to keep C at something like 40 gigabytes to keep miscellaneous programs from getting too close to the system files.
You know, that's probably why my shoulders have been so tight lately.
Same for games or pictures. At one time, I read that nothing should be on the C drive except for the operating system.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay,
thank
here's the
you
deal. Here's the bottom line, guys. If you have to ask, how should I partition, you shouldn't be messing with it.
If you have to ask, how do I partition, you shouldn't be messing
should
with it.
Or should I? Or
yeah,
if you're
should
asking
I partition
these questions,
nope,
you probably shouldn't be messing around with it because there's so many things that come into play that you may not understand. Leave well enough alone. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And it's not stressful on your system at all one big, huge 80-gig hard drive. In fact, I have one big, huge 80-gig hard drive in my machine, and I not only know how to partition, but I know why you should and shouldn't, and when it's proper to do and when it's not. And I don't.
Get out.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to... Is it Vincent?
Vincent. It sure is Vincent. Where is he? There he is.
Punch that guy in there. Vincent, welcome to the Computer Corner. Thanks for holding, and let's see if we can give you some help.
All right. Good morning, and a Merry Christmas to all of you.
Good morning, and
Merry Christmas.
Anyway, I have a problem. I have Outlook Express number 6, and when I receive email with attachments,
they're blocked.
It
won't let you open them.
Right.
It's protecting you from yourself.
Right.
It knows that most people don't know when it is safe and isn't safe to open attachments, and so it says, you know what, I'm going to help people out and just make it so they can't open attachments because there won't be an attachment.
No, there's only certain file types that it blocks because they're dangerous.
Executables.
PIFs.
And little script files.
JavaScripts, there's a bunch of them out there.
It's about half dozen things that it blocks. Now, you can turn that off, but by default, that's on to protect you. So, my advice is, I would leave it the way it is unless you really know what you're doing. In which case, you can go in and turn that off and just check in the tools and then the options section, and you can turn that off in there.
In tools?
If you go to tools and then you said Internet Explorer, or excuse me,
Outlook Express 6.
We actually, I did a newspaper column on this about 2 months ago. So if you go to our free help site, computerproblems.com, and look back in my previous columns.
Look, it will say Ken's columns. You can click there and you can see back all the previous columns.
Yeah, there's specific information about this and some step-by-step. Let me ask you something, though, Vincent. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you want to open these attachments?
Well, I have a good virus protection.
Doesn't matter.
Do you understand that today's worms will override that virus protection as soon as you open the attachment? Did you know that? What's that?
No.
Good virus protection only protects you against some things, but there are a few things out there, newly written viruses and certain code and script and worms and things.
As soon as you double-click on that attachment, you've given that program permission to attack your system.
And your antivirus program, in some cases, will not protect you until it's too late.
Right. It'll actually, the first thing it does, it goes and disables and attacks your antivirus program.
You know what? I'd like to throw something into what Brandon was saying. A lot of people don't realize that the virus is only up to date to a certain point. So the minute a new virus comes out...
Antivirus.
Yeah, the antivirus software. The actual virus, when it comes out, it's open, spread free until they come up with a solution. So just because you have up-to-date antivirus does not mean that it is up to date to everything out there.
Understand, Vincent, the settings in Outlook Express, it's not all attachments. It's just the dangerous ones that it's filtering out. You're saying you want to turn that off.
No, I'm getting... all of them are blocked.
Every
one of them.
Then the settings we're talking about aren't going to help you because you got something else going on. And it could be your ISP or the folks that provide you your internet service. A lot of ISPs are starting to filter that stuff out, too, because it's becoming such a problem. So if it's, like, not a single one. Now, it could be that every attachment you're getting is malicious.
Or is something that potentially could be one of the half dozen file extensions. Or you could have some kind of program, like an internet security program, that's doing it for you as well. So there's a couple different options there.
You know how you can test that theory, Vincent?
No.
Send yourself an attachment, a really, really small one that where it's like a JPEG or something really, really tiny.
Or even like a text file. That would be an easier one because that shouldn't get blocked by anything.
Well, it blocks them even going out.
Yeah, then that's probably some kind of internet security program. What antivirus software do you use?
AVG.
Okay.
And are you, have you ever done like a full scan of your computer?
Oh, yes.
For all viruses?
Yeah, my guess is he's got some kind of internet security, like Norton Internet Security, or McAfee makes one, or a dozen other companies make these internet security programs that block incoming and outgoing attachments because of this reason. I mean, attachments and email were something that was never really should have been because it's an easy way to spread things, and it is the most common and prolific way that viruses are sent and spread around the world these days.
So you're going to have some. If every single attachment is being blocked going up and down, I'd start with your internet service provider, make sure that there's not some issue with your account.
I've done that.
Okay, then the next thing is you're going to have somebody that understands all of the security issues out there take a look at what's going on in the settings in your computer. It's not like one button. You know, it's like it could be any number of things.
Or if you can locate a magic wand, preferably one with a rebate.
That's what the show's supposed to be, and it's not working.
Oh, I see.
All right, Vincent, there's no quick and dirty to that one. But just be really careful.
Can I ask you one quick question?
Sure, if it's quick.
When I go to photographs, and I go to PhotoBase, and I want to send photographs, I can only send one at a time.
Well, wait a minute. You said you couldn't send attachments at all. So if you're able to send one at a time, then you're able to send.
Yeah, for some reason I can send those.
Well, because they're not dangerous files.
Right.
There are certain file types that are dangerous that these programs that are trying to protect you from yourself, they're not going to let you send those files.
And the reason you can only send one photo at a time is because if you try to send more than one, the file size, the attachment size, your email message going out is too large and your ISP doesn't allow that because of the same reason again.
Well, no, there's a limit to how large of a payload the attachments can have. You can't just send whatever size file you want. It's very limited. In fact, like if you were on AOL, it's really limited to like something like 100K or 90K.
Not even big enough for a picture, not even one.
Well, no, as long as they're super, super compressed. So you have to learn how to compress your photos before you send them.
Or zip them.
Okay.
So that's the problem there. So you got two different issues.
Well, I thank you very much.
You bet. I would suggest you maybe let the software protect you from yourself until you kind of get up to speed more on what's going on because this stuff is changing so quick. So be careful about what you want to go and turn off, okay?
Oh, yes.
Because it's dangerous out there.
Yeah, I had one virus already, and we were able to get it out.
You, on average, will be sent probably 5 to 10. If you get 20 or 30 messages a day, you're probably going to get 5 or 10 potential malicious messages every single day. That's how bad it's getting.
Wear your seatbelt.
Yeah. Use protection. All right, Vincent, happy holidays. Be good and be safe, and don't open attachments. Just don't even open any of them.
We've got to run to a break. When we come back, we still have left our WebAttack.com free download of the week and, of course, our coveted Cox high-speed website of the week.
Oh,
so
we
stick
got
around.
Good stuff there this week.
After a great week of wins, your Phoenix Suns got handed a...